Let us pray. The response to generous God is pour out your love. Let us pray to God, who calls us to follow him and to confess his holy name. We pray for the church in which we are heirs of Abraham and his promised race, restored in Christ. We pray for faithfulness in following where Christ has led, not counting the cost of the discipleship to which we are called. Generous God, pour out your love. May the nations of the world recognize their common humanity and cease from the hostility that causes separation. Give freedom from the consuming desire for material gain. Restore the joy of your salvation to all who've been drawn away from their spiritual path. Generous God, pour out your love. As we pray for our families, remember all the parents of children and young people. Help them in their responsibility that they may provide for their families both in material and spiritual needs. Generous God, pour out your love. Visit and comfort those who cannot have the children that they desire. Also at this time give comfort to all who miss their children and grandchildren. Draw the old and lonely and all who are finding this lockdown difficult into the love of the wider family that confesses your name. Generous God, pour out your love. We hold before you all who are ill, confined to home and in need. From Amberforth, Jean Thompson, Richard Unwin, Janie Rutherford, Margaret Matthews, Ruth Taylor and Frieda Shaw. From Oswald Kirk, Gareth Thomas, Philippa Mackenzie Smith, Rosemary Greenfield, Simon Conacher. From Stonegrave, Anne Friars and Martin Boothroyd. Generous God, pour out your love. We pray for the departed of all the ages who have heard your promise and followed your calling. As we are their descendants on earth, grant that we may share with them the life of heaven. Generous God, pour out your love. We ask that our prayers may be worthy of our calling as disciples of Christ. Amen.